MOOSEJAWTODAY. Com, the Moose Jaw Miller Express might not have had the result they wanted on Thursday night in Lethbridge, but there was still positive news just the same. While the Express gave up 3 runs in the 8th inning to drop a 7-6 decision to the Bulls in Western Canadian Baseball League action, the Swift Current 57s also lost to the Saskatoon Berries in Saskatoon. As a result, the Miller Express officially have clinched the final playoff spot in the East Division, as their 24-23 record is good enough for a 10-game lead over the 57s in 4th place in the division with 9 games remaining. Things looked good early for Moose Jaw on Thursday as they put together a 6-1 lead through 4 innings, scoring 3 in the first, another in the second and 2 more in the fourth. Lethbridge started to battle back in the middle innings, though, with a run in the 5th and 2 more in the 6th, making it a 2-run game. That set the stage for the 8th, where the Bulls would get 3 runs off 3 hits and a walk-off Moose Jaw reliever Jacob Castaneda before shutting down the Express in the 9th and taking the 1-run win. Weston Walls had given Moose Jaw a decent start on the mound, allowing a single run on 3 hits and striking out 4 over 4 innings. Drew Sorrentino gave up a run on 2 hits while getting 2 outs in the 5th before Jadon Kennelly finished the inning and got 1 out in the 6th, giving up 2 runs on 3 hits in the process. Takeo Cookson took over from there and allowed a single hit over the next 1 2/3 before giving way to Castaneda in the 8th. The Express chased Lethbridge starter Drew Lenihan after 2 1/3, but could get little going against reliever Luke Doughty, who allowed 2 unearned runs on 4 hits and struck out 8 over the next 4 2/3. Brandon Carter was the beneficiary of the comeback, picking up the win after tossing a scoreless 8th and 9th. Moose Jaw managed only 6 hits on the night, with Thomas Soto getting 2 of those and scoring a pair of runs. Nate Mensick also crossed the plate twice, while Robert Estrada was 1 for 3 with a pair of runs batted in. Mikey McGuinness led the Lethbridge offense, going 4 for 5 with a home run, 2 runs scored and an RBI. The Miller Express are back in action on Friday night when Swift Current is in town. First pitch is 7:05 p.m. at Ross Wells Park.